everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. We're on episode number 100. Can you believe it? I can't. Today, I'm going to give you some stats on the podcast to start off with, and then we're going to do some fun pronunciation exercises. In this episode, you're going to hear 100 commonly mispronounced words in English. But let's start with those stats. So since the podcast was created, it's been downloaded around 815,000 times. It's not quite a million, but it's so exciting that it's reaching so many people in the world. The country that listens the most is Brazil, with about 15,000 downloads per month, followed by the United States, Mexico, Germany, and Italy. Of course, it's probably foreigners living in the United States. Your favorite podcast episodes were episode number 60, which was an expression episode, Out of This World, and the fun topic was about Walt Disney. Episode number 95, 10 Must-Know Expressions to Survive English Conversations, was the second most popular, and your favorite podcast episode of all was, drumroll please, episode number 91, which was about babies. That was a 5-minute English episode, and I guess it was just jam-packed with vocabulary you wanted to learn. Maybe you don't speak about babies too much, or you all have babies or like babies. I don't know. I'm just glad to know that you liked that episode. In fact, the most liked episodes or most listened to in general were those 5-minute English episodes, which makes me really happy. I have fun creating them and packing them with a bunch of cool words, phrases, and yeah, everything related to a specific topic. Prior to starting the American English Podcast, I taught intermediate English online to people from around the world. After about 5 years of teaching the same level, it became very obvious what words and phrases are problematic to non-native speakers. A lot of pronunciation problems with words often deal with foreign words, cognates, words where there is a fine-tuned vowel, and you need to tweak the way your mouth is moving, your tongue position, or the pressure in your cheeks in order to produce that sound correctly. There will be words in this list that may or may not be a problem for you. How I came up with this list was actually pretty simple. In those 5 years of teaching, I kept documents for all of my students where I would write some of the mistakes that they made or make corrections and make notes. And for every pronunciation mistake, I put a slash and the letter P. So all it took was going through all the Google Docs and searching for all of those slash P's. That's where I found all of these pronunciation mistakes. I'd like to give a big shout out to Robert, Surin, Carolina, Andrea, Eladio, Alex, Chinghua, and all of the other students who helped me create this list. Without any further ado, let's move on to the phrases for today. I've left a little bit of space after each phrase so that you have a bit of time to repeat after me. If you're in a place where you feel comfortable speaking out loud, by all means, speak out loud. Even better yet, if you have a recorder on you, any app on your phone will do, record yourself. Compare the audios and see how well you can get your pronunciation to mine. Number one, grocery store. I often go to the grocery store on Monday. Number two, butcher. Butcher. So here we have a fine tune you. This is going to be challenging. A lot of you will say butcher, but it's buh. Do you hear the difference? Butcher. Number three, oven. We bake lasagna in the oven every Friday. Number four, dairy. Dairy. Dairy products include milk, cottage cheese, butter. Cuisine. Cuisine. I like Thai cuisine. Recipe. We went to the grocery store to buy ingredients for the recipe. Herbs. Herbs may include parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. We don't pronounce that H at the front like the Brits do. They would say herbs, but in American English, we say herbs. Vitamins. Take your vitamins. Cruise. We went on a cruise in the Caribbean. We also could say Caribbean. Both of those are acceptable in American English. Juice. Orange juice has a lot of vitamin C. Buffet. Not buffet. Not unless you're talking about Phoebe from Friends. She's Phoebe Buffet. But when speaking about the large assortment of food you get if you're staying at a hotel in the morning, we would say that is called a buffet. So I spent 10 minutes picking out different types of food at the buffet. One of the items was soup. Soup is delicious. I like French onion soup. Number 13, salmon. Salmon has an L, but we just say salmon. The salmon I buy in California comes from Alaska. Number 14, almonds. Almonds are a protein-filled snack. Protein is another good one. Protein. Vodka. They made cocktails with vodka. Chocolate. It actually sounds like two syllables, cha-clit. Artisanal. I have to admit that I used to pronounce this word incorrectly. Artisanal. I enjoy artisanal beers. Pear. A pear is a fruit that is spelled P-E-A-R. Cereal. I like to eat cereal in the morning. Lettuce. We use lettuce to make salad. All right, let's begin with the second category. Most of the words here are about nature. So let's begin with mountain. Mountain is number 21. As an American, I use a glottal stop in mountain. I say mount in, mountain, mountain. It's totally okay to say mountain with a T in there. The only thing we want to avoid is saying mountain and pronouncing the A that comes after T. Mountain, mountain, both work. Canoe, number 22. We bought a canoe to go on the lake. Number 23, windy. In order to get to the peak of the mountain, we needed to drive up a windy road. Number 24, bear. In California, there used to be grizzly bears. Now there aren't. Canal. You can talk about the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal, or maybe even an ear canal. Fatal. There was a fatal accident on the freeway. Squirrel. I know a lot of people have a hard time pronouncing squirrel. You can find plenty of YouTube videos about it. I always say the easiest way to pronounce words that are really complicated, especially with the dark L, is to divide them into two. Squirrel. 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 there is a family of squirrels in my backyard. I don't like them because they eat my fruit and vegetables. 28, island. Hawaii has many islands. 29, vineyards. A vineyard is where you might find a winery and also many grape vines. Number 30, minus. During winter, it was minus 20 in Alaska. Glacier. We pronounce the C as a sh sound. Glacier. You can find many glaciers in Alaska. Binoculars. You might need a good pair of binoculars to see the birds in the treetops. The next word is equator. Colombia is closer to the equator than Canada. Equator. Indigenous. We were able to learn about the indigenous communities of Brazil. Mobile. Your mobile phone might not get a signal in the forest. Threaten. You hear that glottal stop there? Wildfires threaten plant and animal life. Documentary. We watched a documentary about the ocean. Documentary. Police. Our neighbors were making too much noise, so we called the police. Vehicle. Vehicle. Is this your vehicle? Innovative. Google is all about innovation. It's an innovative company. Versatile. I love this pair of pants. They're very versatile. Determine. We need to determine a time to meet. Determine. He is determined. Poor. He was just a poor college student. Gigantic. Wow, that building is gigantic. Women. So this is the plural of woman. Singular, woman. Plural, women. Women. There were many women working in the office. Number 46, veterinarian or veterinarian. I would opt for the second option, but both are acceptable. The easiest way to deal with this word is to just say vet. I went to school to become a veterinarian or veterinarian. Gynecologist, not gyne. If you see G-Y-N, we're going to pronounce that G, gynecology. Women go to the gynecologist. Catholicism. And to go along with this, Catholic. If someone is a Catholic, their religion is Catholicism. Right? Emphasis on that O in the middle. Entrepreneur. I hear a lot of people say entrepreneur, because it starts with E-N-T, but we'll try and mimic the French because I believe that word is from French, and we'll say entrepreneur. Separate. Separate. All right, so we have a verb. Please separate the clothing. Do not put red clothing in my whites. But when you want to use an adjective, we would say separate. Keep those items separate. Right, let's move on to the next clump. Accessory. Ooh, do you have any nice accessories to go along with my outfit? So earrings or necklace. Accessory. Portrait. The artist painted a portrait. Receipts. Be sure to keep your receipts if you want to be reimbursed. Number 54, biased. Everybody's biased. 55, miniature. It's spelled with an I in the middle, miniature, but we don't pronounce that I. We just say miniature. As a souvenir, I bought a miniature Eiffel Tower. So is spelled S-E-W. When you have a needle and thread and want to mend something, for example, a rip or a hole in a pair of pants, you need to sew. Cleanliness. When looking for a roommate, you might be concerned about their cleanliness. In other words, how well they keep things clean. Accumulate. Accumulate. The hoarder accumulated CDs, books, and a lot of junk. Contradictory. Contradictory. Well, isn't that contradictory? Vacuum. I need to vacuum my house. Comfortable. This one's tough. We pronounce it as if it has three syllables. Comfortable. 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 Although it is spelled comfortable, but do not pronounce it like that. Comfortable. I'm really comfortable. Thanks. Mundane. There's not much going on in my mundane life. Puzzle. We do puzzles on weekends. There is a tendency to say puzzle if you are from specific countries. Puzzle. Puzzle. Aesthetics. When redecorating her room, she was concerned about aesthetics. Antique. The woman enjoyed antique shopping. She liked antiques. Iron. This is spelled I-R-O-N, so you can iron your clothes, but you can also have something that is made out of iron. There can be an iron gate, for example. I ironed my clothes and hung them on the iron gate. Sounds as if it's spelled I-E-R-N, not I-R-O-N. Micro. So Microsoft, microphone. When you're speaking about something small, we would say micro, not micro. Illiterate. Someone who cannot read or write is illiterate. Senile. Is he senile? 70. Bilingual. When you see D-I-T-R-I, or B-I as prefixes, they will be pronounced most often die, try, by, not B, tree, D. So bilingual. We want to raise our daughter bilingual. Delicate. The cookies are delicate. Be careful. Towards. Towards. We drove towards the gas station. Thief. So this is the same as a robber, someone who steals something. The thief stole the TV and ran. Psychiatrist. So normally when you see a P and an S followed by a Y in English, that's going to be pronounced as an S only. So there will be a silent P at the beginning. Psychiatrist. He regularly sees a psychiatrist. Gasoline. The price of gasoline has increased recently. Normally, we just say gas and not the full word. Decades. What's your favorite decade? The 70s, 80s, or 90s? The next category is stuff that might be related to work. Article. We read an article in the newspaper. Author. I want to be an author. Rival. That team is our rival. Suit. You need to wear a suit to work. Therapeutic. Sitting in the sauna is therapeutic. Creative. I love being creative. Process. Please don't interrupt my creative process. In British English, you might say process, I believe. Colleague. My colleagues are very friendly. In American English, we probably would say coworkers instead of colleagues. Colleagues is very formal, but you can still say it. Dialects. He speaks an interesting dialect of English. Interpret. Can you interpret what they said? Priorities. What are your priorities? You need to set your priorities straight. Contribute. Would you like to contribute anything for dinner? Contribute. Distribute. Next one. Can you distribute the brochures? Indecisive. Make up your mind. You're so indecisive. Analyze. Can you analyze the text, please? Mic. Tonight is open mic. Right, so mic is short for microphone. So we don't say mic, mic, even though it's spelled M-I-C. Advertisements. If you're in Britain, you might say advertisements. But in the US, advertisements. We advertise a company or a service or a product through advertisements. Subtitle. Can you please turn on the subtitles? Politics. Can we not discuss politics at dinner? Vaccines. Vaccines are being distributed. Router. Is the router to your internet working? Genre. What genre of films do you like? Category. What category of films do you like? Choir. Choir, this is the last one. A choir is a group of people that sing together. And even though it's spelled C-H-O-I-R, it's pronounced choir. That's it for this episode and the last episode of season 2. I hope you won't make these mistakes that a lot of my students made during class. I hope you're having a nice day and see you in the next episode. Bye. This week's episode is brought to you by the American English Accent Course, which is a course available on the website and doesn't have anything to do with the podcast episodes that you hear on here. Recently, a listener wrote to me who was interested in purchasing something on my site, but wasn't sure what. He wrote and said, "I am concerned about accent courses. Is it a good idea to change one's original accent? Can't I just improve the words I use, add more expressions and jokes, and speak good English in my own accent?" And my answer to that is absolutely, absolutely yes. If you don't have a problem with your accent, why change it? You have to have a solid motivation to want to work on accent in the first place if you want to see progress, mostly because it requires patience, dedication, and practice to see results. I will tell you though, there are some very good reasons why people want to work on their accent. I'll name three for you. If you have a strong accent and it screws with your confidence, if you can't be yourself in a group of Americans because you are insecure about the way you sound, that can be incredibly frustrating, especially if you know the language really well. The second reason is if your accent affects your ability to be understood. If you use the same intonation and flow as in your native language, or if you haven't mastered fine-tuned vowels, don't link words and phrases well, or you don't know the basic rules about word and syllable stress, it might be harder for a native to understand you. Lastly, after spending a really long time learning English, the last thing you want is for someone to dumb down the way they speak, so simplifying the language or speaking slower to you, because they think your language level is lower than it actually is. With all of that being said, if your accent messes with your confidence, if you think people think you're worse in English because of your accent, or if you want to be sure you're understood, then check out the American English Accent course. By signing up to the course, you'll also be able to get a recording mimicking my pronunciation in this episode corrected by me. So be sure to sign up. Once again, you can access that at AmericanEnglishPodcast.com, or you can find the course in the episode notes. Hope you enjoy this episode, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.